Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3, and I'm Howie Lim, sitting in for Bernard Lim in Career 360, where we look at the manpower and labour landscape here in Singapore. Now, businesses around the globe are scrambling to limit business impact by reducing employees' exposure to the COVID-19 virus, while companies in China, ground zero for the epidemic, have halted operations completely during this period. Others have either encouraged their workers to take unpaid leave or work remotely by implementing a work-from-home policy. Closer to home, we're seeing organizations evacuating their offices after suspected cases emerge, effectively putting businesses on pause. What more should Singapore employers do than to ensure that businesses remain running while mitigating the impact of the virus outbreak on their bottom line? Today, we're speaking to Samir Syed, Managing Director, ASEAN and Korea at Poly, to get his insights. Samir, it's important, obviously, to have business continuity plans in times of crisis and to prepare the workforce to be crisis ready and should be in place before the crisis hits. Is it too late maybe to come up with one? And if there isn't one, how can it effectively be put together and rolled out quick?
So thank you, Howie, for having me on your show, and a very good afternoon to all your listeners. As you rightly said, BCP is never set up during a crisis. BCP has to be in place in advance and needs to be executed during a crisis. So we all know catastrophic events are unpredictable and strike without any warning. In the best case, such incidents may have short-term recoverable impact, and in the worst case, if the organizations are not well prepared, it can lead to a complete shutdown of the business. So business continuity plan is therefore extremely critical and should cover business processes, assets, human resources, business partners, and more. To a question for being crisis ready, to give a simple analogy of a fire drill, BCP needs to be tested periodically so that execution during a crisis is relatively smooth and people know what's expected from them during such times. In fact, taking an example of my own company, Poly, flexi and remote working is part of our DNA. We wholeheartedly embrace the use of technology to be efficient and productive, no matter where we are. So at Poly, despite the COVID-19, business continues to run without missing a beat.
Great. Anecdotally, though, Samir, since you bring up the analogy of fire drills, I hate to admit it, I never usually take them very seriously. How then can you get your employees, as you put them through drills, to be prepared for a real crisis situation, to take it seriously?
Yeah, so, you know, as you said, people don't take it seriously, but that's where compliance comes into picture, that's where education comes into picture, that's where sensitivity around why such drills and trials around business continuity plans are important comes into play, where HR and business leaders have a very important role to play.
What are some other concerns, though, employees have when it comes to adapting to these changes in such a time? It's been called the world's biggest work-from-home experiment.
Yeah, so I would say it's the fear of unknown. If there hasn't been enough education, training and drills, employees are underprepared. They may be unaware of the best practices during such times. They may have concerns related to their personal well-being, job security, organization sustenance and change management.
Let's talk about personal well-being for a bit then. What are some of the policies that maybe business leaders can implement to minimize, in this case, the virus transmissions within the organization?
So many organizations are already doing the right things by encouraging employees to practice better personal hygiene, allowing employees who are unwell to stay home and recuperate, instituting work from home or split team arrangements, minimizing or totally suspending business travel arrangements, and many such things. Ultimately, I would say it's all about enabling employees to be able to do their best wherever they are through supportive company policy, right work culture, and appropriate tools and technologies.
Let's talk about those tools and technologies then, Samir. Organizations can equip their workers to empower them to remotely work from home with what kinds of tools and technology?
Thankfully, we are in a world today where there are enough and more collaboration technologies available. We are actually spoiled with choice. So therefore, it is extremely critical to choose the right tools and technology. At Poly, we always advocate that the top three considerations should be, number one, quality and reliability. There are free or cheaper options available, but organizations need to consider performance and uptime. The last thing you want is a choppy audio and video in the middle of an important product launch or a CEO town hall or a management review meeting or during a virtual classroom session or in a telemedicine application. Number two, ease of deployment and use. Organizations deploy tens, hundreds, many cases, thousands of devices. It should be possible to remotely provision, monitor, and manage these devices. This allows IT to spend their valuable time on enabling business instead of routine work. And if you look from our users or employee standpoint, use of technology should be self-service with no IT intervention. Ideally, as simple as using your smartphone.
Mm.
And finally, number three, consistent experience. Work or purpose should take precedence over place. This is an important point that I'm making. Meaning, irrespective of workplace, be it at home, coffee shop, airport, hotel room, office desk, and irrespective of the device being used, be it the smartphone, laptop, iPad, employees should get a consistent experience using the technology. Therefore, at Poly, we believe in open standards and native integration with all leading collaboration platform providers like Microsoft Teams, Zoom, Google, and many more. But most important point is our solutions come with technology like cross-conversation limiting, which is next generation of microphone noise cancellation, noise block, acoustic fence. These technologies help eliminate unwanted noise of a doorbell, barking of your dog, kids screaming, noise in a cafe, which are very important for a work from home or a remote user.
We're speaking to Samir Syed, Managing Director, ASEAN and Korea at Poly here on Money FM 89.3. This is Korea 360. I'm Howie Lim, sitting in for Bernard Lim. Samir, beyond giving them the right tools, how can we, though, encourage employees to remain productive during this time? I have to admit, if I'm in my PJs and stuff at working from home, very hard, you know, to sort of stay focused.
You're right. And, you know, first of all, of course, stay safe, be healthy, but be open to change. You know, there's always this resistance to change, but in such times, it is important that we understand that change is the only constant. If you're working from home, you know, maintain time discipline, avoid distractions, focus on timely delivery of outcomes. That's what matters the most, more than even the time discipline. As long as you can deliver the outcome, pace it out at your own time, but deliver the outcome. And most importantly, learn new ways to collaborate and contribute to the business.
How then, though, to stay motivated in case the crisis persists for a long time?
So, yeah, I know response will have to change based on the situation. Nobody knows what's enough. Based on the current visibility, work from home, split teams, wider use of technology, especially video conferencing, can help minimize the business impact. And more importantly, I have the complete trust that Singapore government will do whatever it takes to manage this crisis. And let's not forget the resiliency of Singaporeans who are known to support each other during difficult times.
Also, what are some of the lessons you think you've learned from businesses who have already adopted, say, collaboration technologies during this outbreak at this point that maybe we can pick up as well?
Yeah, so organizations who have adopted and widely deployed collaboration technologies are much better prepared to manage this crisis. Many organizations, including we at Poly, actively promote work from home in a normal business situation. Therefore, employees are already trained and familiar with such work style, thereby ensuring there is no or least productivity loss during such crisis.
This has been Korea 360 on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim, sitting in for Bernard Lim. Samir Syed was joined today by us, Managing Director ASEAN and Korea at Poly. Samir, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Howie.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.